Chapter 3. Put them in mind to be subject to rulers, to authorities, to be obedient to rule, to be ready to do every good work, to speak evil of no one, not to be contentious, to be mild, showing all meekness towards all men. For we were once ourselves also without intelligence, disobedient, wandering in error, serving various lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful, and hating one another. But when the kindness and love to man of our Saviour God appeared, not on the principle of works which had been done in righteousness, which we had done, but according to his own mercy, he saved us through the washing of regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit, which he poured out on us richly through Jesus Christ our Saviour, that, having been justified by his grace, we should become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. The word is faithful, and I desire that thou insist strenuously on these things, that they who have believed God may take care to pay diligent attention to good works. These things are good and profitable to men. But foolish questions and genealogies and strifes and contentions about the law shun, for they are unprofitable and vain. An heretical man, after a first and second admonition, have done with, knowing that such a one is perverted and sins, being self-condemned. Verse 12. When I shall send Artemas to thee, or Tychicus, use diligence to come to me to Nicopolis, for I have decided to winter there. Zenas, the lawyer, and Apollos set forward diligently on their way, that nothing may be lacking to them. And let ours also learn to apply themselves to good works for necessary wants, that they may not be unfruitful. All with me salute thee. Salute those who love us in the faith. Grace be with you all.